To me, this is false, because it doesn't include your life.
The shovel asleep can't reach the bedrock, demanding an approach to fill ropes hidden in intelligence of air. The sheets clear,
the symptoms prepared.
Ground level left feet, the river runs home unseen. From pediatric plastic, air cracked declarations of greed. All fours of freedom floors, another source of no needs. He's standing feet,
an upward belief.
Upstairs and out of Kansas, heaven's calling call, taking flight despite the distance. Up the way where you are, not far from away, far from fate. You've made space between here, so hard you've armed eye, and you wonder the fear.
It's freedom from the few rewards. No need for
now, what place has an artist in the not only social structure, it is expression of the religious, of the religion, of the religious. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What is an artist, sir? Is your something apart from our daily living, the beauty of living, the quality of a mind that's really religious? You follow? Is he part of that, or is he a freak outside that? Because he has certain talents. And the expression of that talent becomes extraordinarily important to him and to the people.
In our culture, it often seems that the expression of that talent brings him into conflict with certain conventions.
And also expression that conflict in himself.
Of course. Yes, we have a long tradition in Western civilization of the artist as an outsider, don't we?
Yes, something outside. But he's much more sensitive.
Yes.
Much more alert to the beauty, to beauty, to nature. But apart from that, he's just an ordinary man.
Yes, of course. Yes.
To me, that's a contradiction. First be a total human being, and then whatever you create, whatever you do will be beautiful.
Of course.
Whether you paint or whatever you do. Don't let's divide the artist into something extraordinary, or the businessman something ugly. The scholar just living in a world of the intellect, of the scientists in the world of physics and so on, so on, so on. But first, there must be human being. You follow, sir? Human being in the sense, the total understanding of life. Death, love, beauty, relationship, responsibility, not to kill all that's implied in living. Therefore, he establishes a relationship with nature. And the expression of that relationship, if it is whole, healthy, is creative.
This is very, very different from what many artists conceive of as their task, especially in modern times. Artists have this notion that they are, in some sense, reflectors of the fragmentation of their times.
Absolutely.
And so they make a statement which holds up the fragmentation as a mirror to us. And what has this got to do with anything else but reinforcing the fragmentation?
Absolutely.
Yes, of course. Yes, I quite understand what you're saying.
You see that meditation covers the whole field of existence. Meditation implies freedom from the method, the system, because I don't know what meditation is. I start from that.
Yes.
Therefore, I start with freedom, not with their burden.
That's marvelous. Start with freedom and not with their burden. This business of holding up fragmentation to us from that perspective is really nothing more than a species of journalism.
Absolutely.
Isn't it? Yes, of course, yes.
Propaganda.
Of course. Yes.
Therefore, lie.
Mm-hmm.
So I discard all that. So I have no burden. Therefore, mind is free to inquire what is meditation.